Got another update now of Triple Team traffic. Back over to KSL's traffic center. Ricky Meese, things easing up a bit.
We are starting to see signs that traffic is starting to improve. That does not mean we're clear of delays, especially on I-15 in Salt Lake and Utah counties. But for those who are still traveling southbound I-15, no problems from downtown almost to 3300 South. And that's where we still have slowdowns to 53rd South in Murray. And then again, from the South Interchange to 106 South in Sandy. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow right around Bangor Highway. And then again, as you're going from 90th South up through the South Interchange, the rest of the Valley freeways clearing out and looking good. Brandon Crow?
There's a report of a crash with possible injuries about 40th West and 103rd South, so be advised if you're in the area. And southbound I-15 is still delayed from about 123rd South in the Riverton area all the way up through the Point of the Mountain. The good news is that crash at the Point of the Mountain has been cleared, so you're going to see some lingering delays. However, once you get over the Point of the Mountain, everything will start to slide easily into Utah County. Mark?
Yeah, it's looking a lot better rolling up through South Salt Lake into downtown and on up into Davis County. But once you're there, be prepared. It is still quite heavy for this late in the rush hour, really about Parrish Lane up to Layton Hills Mall. And then we're still overflowing a bit into Fruit Heights northbound Highway 89. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.